Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
OGI is at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. And if you like Double Stop CL Plus, you'll really like its successor, Strat CL Plus. Strat CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier with higher yield potential. Strat CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strat CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Check out okgenetics.com.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
And today's cattle futures market was slightly higher, with the August live cattle up $1.32 at $137.90. This is the highest levels that we have seen going all the way back to the end of April on the August live cattle. Early today, there was some 135 bid in the south, and that was a little bit disappointing, but then some 141 and then ended up being 142 trade in Nebraska. So that lifted the market slightly. We also have first notice day on the 8th, on August the 8th for the August live cattle. So that will be coming up where people begin to roll, or already have been rolling, really, those positions. Now, the feeder cattle futures market was up $1.22 in August at $179.35. It's still a premium to the feeder cattle index, which is $174.40, down 34. September feeders are $1.45 higher at $182.90. October's $1.50 higher at $185.70. Yesterday, throughout the day, the feeder cattle got extremely weak, and it looked like they may not come back at all. So today's rally kind of gets the ball back in the bull camp, and hopefully we'll have some continued strength there. We're near the highest levels in about 4 months. The high was about 185 about 2 weeks ago on the September's. Currently just under 183 at 182.90. Lean hogs down about 30 to 40 cents in the first 3 or 4 months.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency. And Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Now, today's grain futures were mixed, but generally lower. The corn was the one bright spot here, up a quarter in September at 591 and a half. December corn up two at 596 and a quarter. The bean market 15 to 16 lower. November 16 and three quarters lower at 1369 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat down 6 to 6.5, with December at 843 and three quarters, down 6.5. Those markets right on the lowest levels we've seen in many months here. I guess going all the way back to February. So it looks at this point, with the grain being shipped out of Ukraine, there's one ship and apparently about 15 more lined up ready to go out of Ukraine through the Black Sea ports, given this new deal. And so the first one's made it quite a ways and with no trouble. So we'll see what happens going forward. But that's pretty bearish on the market. If that's the whole reason why the market rallied, then what happens if we begin to export? Minneapolis wheat, on the other hand, 2 to 3 higher. Today's cotton futures were down 30 to 50 cents. December was down 38 at 94.43. Currently, the stock market is on fire today. The Dow's up about 400 points. The S&P's up 64.5. September crude down 365 at 90.77. That's on their low. OPEC announced they're going to increase September production by 100,000 barrels per day.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.